Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O, floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I got a package today addressed to a Jeannie Bland with my address. My email is on here. But I live in New York. My zip is 11747. The address says 241 Clubhouse Circle, Melville, Georgia, 11747, which doesn't jive at all. And it's not my name.
But it's your email.
But it's my email. So I'm trying to find out if something was charged to my account.
Yes, ma'am. So I definitely understand you calling regards to fraudulent charges. I'll be happy to assist. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
My mailing address or the one this was mailed to? My mailing address is 241 Clubhouse Circle, Melville, New York, 11747. Is there any way you could tell me what credit card was used?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to know the whole number. I just want to make sure it's not mine.
Right, I'm getting ready to go into details as far as with, you know, the payment method used and all of that in just a moment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is so weird. I guess the post office goes by zip code and don't look at state.
Well, it's their fault too. They should have caught that.
And what, how did they get my email? I get nervous. I don't know which credit card though. I don't know which one to look up.
But they can give you the name of the credit card.
That's what I'm trying to find out, so I can look it up and see if I have a charge. My laptop's off. I know the four digits of my two main credit cards. I know the last four digits by heart. Okay. But I'm not, honey.
All right. So I have located the account. It shows the order was placed for a headlamp. You can use this hunting, fishing, things of that nature, which I understand you're indicating fraudulent charges. The card that shows it was used to place the order is ending in four. It's actually two different cards. One was ending in 8135.
Yeah, I don't recall any number like that. Is it a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, I have to look at my cards. I don't use a number like that. What was the other one? And was it a large amount? I don't want to.
And the other one was 4736. But those were declined.
That was declined.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the last four digits, 4736?
No, none of mine would have been declined. my major ones are not. Nope, that ain't it. I know it's not them. I have too many credit cards. I don't use half of them. This is the business account. Nope, 9976. I don't have a number like that. Nope. Nope. Does a credit card wouldn't be Discover? No. No, I have no number like that. So I don't have to worry?
I'm not exactly sure, ma'am. You've said that this is fraud. So we would have to conduct an investigation, you know, to see who used the credit or debit card, unless you don't want to proceed with the investigation.
Well, yeah, you can. It wasn't me. I'm just, my debit card. I didn't even look at that. Capital One, no. What was the, was it 3501? No, you didn't say that, did you?
No, ma'am, it was 8135 and 4736.
The last four digits, am I right? Yeah,
that's
no,
correct.
I don't have that. No. But how would they get my email? It says my email on here. Ulta? No, I don't have any. You can proceed with the investigation because I am curious how this Jeannie Bland got my address and my email.
Right, okay.
And there could be a credit card I don't know about. Nope. Not even in existence. No. Okay, so what do you need from me now?
Oh, no, no information, ma'am.
Okay.
Here, just a moment.
These are the only ones I use. Walmart, I think. Sam's Club, Walmart. And this is the only ones I use. Amazon. That's the business. Uh-oh. John, where's my debit card? It's not here. I did have it at the bank the other day. Did I lose it? That could be it. Oh, shit. I got to report my debit card lost. That's probably what it is. But I was just on my checking account. Nothing's out of my checking account.
Okay, so if you're at the bank.
I don't remember.
This week? Last week?
2 weeks ago? Or last week?
But this was ordered on the 15th.
It probably was in one of my pants pockets.
3:15 was border, so that's 3 days ago. 4 days ago.
Yeah, my debit card's not here. My debit card's not here.
You leave it in the machine?
I gotta look at my coat pockets. No, in my pocket. In here. Sometimes I'm in a hurry, but I thought I put it back. Oh, shit. No wonder why this bag's so heavy. There it is. Okay. I'm happy. $1,494. I don't think he said this.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. So I have submitted up the information as far as with the investigation. Basically, that will consist of us contacting your local authorities, and which will provide them with the IP address on the account that's going to verify the device used to place the order, the location, and also when the order was placed as well. So they will reach out to you once the investigation has been concluded in regards to the outcome. And, exactly being able to tell you who has submitted this information and who has placed the order as well.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You are most definitely welcome, ma'am. And just to make sure we did address all questions and concerns, was there any other questions or concerns that you may have had?
No. Well, okay, so that so no charges are going. Well, I don't know if any of that's my charge cards anyway. I don't see any of those numbers here on my cards.
Right.
So,
okay.
So,
well, the account's already
hoping.
Canceled, but you don't have to worry about, you know, any charges being made from this point. And you also, you
okay.
know, stated that the cards on the account aren't yours, so you also, you
I
know, wouldn't have to worry about any charges.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm not sure if it's mine. I could have other cards that I don't have on me right now, but okay. Thank you. All righty.
You're most definitely
so
welcome,
what do
ma'am.
I do with the headlamp that I didn't order?
That would be yours to keep. You don't have to send it back. So you, if you don't want it, you can give it to a friend, family member, things of that nature.
Okay, thank you.
You're most definitely welcome, ma'am.
Oh, God. Stress. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Where's they keep it?